Get over it. It feels like that's what the world is implicitly telling you every day, doesn't it? There's no time to process anything or to really feel all of your emotions. No, there's always that looming assignment, the upcoming deadline. The people you don't want to worry, or worse, disappoint. So you do your best. You drag yourself to work or to class, and you put on a performance. When they carefully venture to ask how you're doing, you smile and say you're getting better with each day. After all, that's what they want to hear when they ask, right? Maybe someone asks you to hang out, and you're grateful, so you say yes. You even manage to show up after debating with yourself on whether you should just cancel or not. Hell, maybe you even enjoy yourself a bit while you're there. It's a nice distraction, and for a brief time, while you are pretending to be okay, things really did feel okay. But you know the heartbreak of coming home and realizing that it's still there. Those feelings are memories you'd manage to forget about. Once you're alone, it all comes rushing back, and you feel like you're back at square one. Look, I can't know exactly what it is you're going through, but at the very least, I want to tell you that you don't have to get over anything. Some shit stays with you. It can change forms and grow deeper, become lighter. And some days it's small and doesn't affect you at all, but other days it's all-encompassing and you have to look it in the face. The truth is, not everything can be completely conquered or resolved, and we both know that's not fair. But I think it's much more unfair to ourselves to keep imagining and hoping for that one day when this thing will magically disappear for good and finally it'll be completely behind us. Healing is not a linear process. And healing isn't always possible. Sometimes managing is the best we can do. Not everything can be healed. Some things can only be managed, rather than expected to go away, or something that people can easily wrap their head around, like healing an injury or healing after a trauma. Even then, healing is not a linear process. Neither is managing whatever's going on with you. And it's okay to have your good days and your bad days. When it comes back, if what's going on with you actually leaves entirely at all, it doesn't mean you've lost all the progress you've made. The growth and progress you've experienced doesn't disappear because you're struggling again. It just means that this stuff is hard. Really fucking hard. So, it's okay to take it slow. I sincerely hope that those around you understand that and give you the space to heal or manage on your own terms. But even if they don't, please, allow yourself to have that, okay? It's okay to feel like it's all just too much today. It's okay to fuck up along the way. Just, please, promise me you'll forgive yourself enough to keep trying. I know what it's like to wish and hope for a one-size-fits-all solution to this. Honestly, if I could, I'd still want to just make it all disappear. Unfortunately, that's not how this works. But you know what? I think you and I will learn how to live with it. Whatever that it may be. It's going to take a lot of trial and error and patience and compassion for ourselves. We'll lose sight of ourselves sometimes, and we'll feel defeated a lot of the time. But it's not always going to be forward moving. I'm sorry there's not much of an optimistic end to this. But I also don't want to downplay how difficult this is. I suppose I'll leave you with this. There may not be a final boss you can claim victory over. But I hope you'll find the small victories. The mini-games, if you will. I hope that, at the very least, it will become more bearable. And I hope that you know, whatever you're struggling with, you're not alone.